Hello, everybody out there, whoever, wherever you might be on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, somewhere, nowhere. I can see your comments if you have any comments and on whatever platform. And the comment that I'd be especially interested in is how does this sound? Although at the moment there's zero viewers, so somebody will come along perhaps and tell me things sound all right. Because I found what's in the headphones is not necessarily what you guys are hearing or what it sounds like afterwards. So I think there's now two people viewing, so three. So anybody who sees this, if you want to tell me as I'm going with this first song, how does it sound? Does it sound okay? Is the guitar too loud? That kind of thing. Then that kind of feedback would be especially welcome. And May 20th, 1993, exactly 30 years ago. Well, if you're in Copenhagen, it will be exactly 30 years ago in a few hours. But 30 years ago in Copenhagen, 11 protesters were shot by police. The treaty was rejected in 1992. Most Danish voters were afraid, they already knew that it would not be a good thing to give away control to the likes of neoliberals like Mitterrand and Kohl. It was voted down, but then in 1993, the vote was held again for the Maastricht Treaty. This time the ruling parties got what they were looking for, and that very night the city sounded like a place at war on the streets of Copenhagen. The air was full of anger, the reasons for it clear. It had been voted down only just last year. And now we're just supposed to give our sovereignty away to institutions that don't care what people have to say on the streets of Copenhagen. Stones flew, windows broke, more than many folks could bear as the riot cops fired tear gas in the air. Before the night was over, the cops stood right there in that spot, fired pistols at the crowd. 11 people were shot on the streets of Copenhagen. Hard-won rights are lost when ruling parties throw them out. They may pretend to wonder what the riots are about, but anywhere near Norrebro you'd find few who disagree about exactly what happened that night in 1993 on the streets of Copenhagen. On the streets Copenhagen. So, and it sounds okay, John and other folks. It sounds, the guitar's not too loud or too quiet relative to the voice. That's what always seems to be later. It sounds like what sounded like a loud guitar is a lot less loud than I thought, but let's see here. We are, it's Friday. I leave on Tuesday for Copenhagen, and I'll be doing a whole bunch of gigs around Denmark and then going to England, Scotland, and Ireland, and then back to Scotland, and then back to England, and then and then back home to Oregon. And So, and I'll be doing gigs with Kamala Emanuel from Australia, who will be singing harmonies with me all over the place. So this is not exactly a very representative pre-tour little event here, because I'm just here sitting in the living room by myself. And I'll also not be playing this guitar. I'll be playing a different guitar, which is Ann Feeney's guitar, which she left with her lovely husband in Sweden. And I brought to Copenhagen last time I was in Sweden and Denmark. And now I will be grabbing it in Copenhagen and playing it around Europe and then bringing it back home here to the U.S. so that her daughter Amy can pick it up from Portland, which is closer to Texas than Copenhagen, especially if you come to Portland more often than you go to Copenhagen. And this song I wrote recently. Born in Punjab in 1899, from the bottom of the ladder, end of the line. His mother died when he was three. Soon after came his dad. After that he lost the only brother that he had. When the World War came, he signed up, traveled far. When it was over, he came home to Amritsar. He was serving water to all the people gathered in the garden for the festival. When the soldiers opened fire between the four walls filled with thousands of families, thousand people killed, he began to organize with others of like mind. Then he knew he had to leave his home behind. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Called many names, but the one his comrades knew was written on his arm in the form of a tattoo. He spent years in prison, arrested by the crown. The leader of his party by the British was gunned down. From India to Africa he ventured forth. Finally he made it to the north. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. All the lords of India at Westminster had assembled, including the butcher of Punjab, the governor general. Security was tight. He managed to hide a revolver in his bag. As he got inside, he pointed his pistol and he aimed it well. As he walked up to the lectern, the governor fell. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad didn't try to run. He awaited his arrest and was taken off to prison in the year of 1940. The 31st of July, they put a noose around his neck, and in Pentonville he died. Hindus, Sikhs, and Muslims and others gathered round in Punjab, where they laid his ashes in the ground. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow in the cause of liberty. Ram Mohammed Singh Azad went across the sea to strike a blow. In the cause of liberty, born in Punjab in 1899. Let's see. Thank you, Kurt. Good. Pittsburgh's in the house. That's good, because on Ann Feeney's guitar case, it has a big white lettering that was written with what looks like, whiteout. It says, if this guitar gets found somewhere, then return it to this address in Pittsburgh, which no member of the Feeney clan lives at anymore. But at least the person who now owns the house knows who Ann was, and if they end up with Anne's guitar, we'll know what to do with it. But I can't bear to do anything about that lettering because it's so now historic. So, among the various, we're going on tour. That reminds me of people I've toured with. Alistair Hewlett used to always complain about these capos. He got me using a shub instead of a Kaiser because they have better intonation, and he would always complain about that. But, well, no, he didn't always complain, just once a day or so. Among the many really fun events we'll be participating in coming up in the next few weeks will be June 10th in London. There's going to be a strike benefit for all sorts of, there's a strike conference, all kinds of strikes going on over there in England. Lots of workers, unions, associations of workers, voting to strike if the union decides to strike, kind of thing, here in the U.S. as well. American Airlines, many others. But the nurses and teachers, all kinds of people have been on strike in England. And really looking forward to singing for the striking workers. Month of the year, on the 1st of May, known around the world as International Workers' Day. You'll still see people marching in every corner of the earth. St. John to Santiago, Kerala to Perth, all keeping alive the fantasy, what could happen down the line. When the workers of the world combine. See us gathering early in the morn. Some are celebrating the shackles we have shorn, while so many billions are just waiting for the moment that we might stop losing the class war, when someday we can all say, yeah, we're doing fine. When the workers of the world combine. Thank you. time arrives. Maybe it looks like May Day, like a festival that comes home and doesn't go away. Every race and gender, every walk and station, with the working class united, every land and nation. Then just watch what happens when we follow the same sign. When the workers of the world combine. Fifth month of the year, on the 1st of May, known around the world as International Workers' Day. Let's see here. So, wonderful to see people. I love it when people say where they're from. Ireland, Montreal, Minneapolis. So, Mexico, the Rockies, all kinds of places I would like to visit imminently, or less imminently, or yesterday. So I'll be doing a bunch of gigs in Ireland. Simon Rockford is nicely enough organizing it. A whole bunch of 3 gigs for adults and 3 gigs for children. And if people are wondering, if people don't know, I do music for kids. I do. And go to piratechorus.com. You can hear my kids' music. And I'm going to just do one of those kids' songs now. Some of them work for grown-ups, too. I went to play at the playground, to do things I like so much. Run with my friends, play make-believe, swing on the swings and such. But this morning I went to the playground, and bullies were guarding the swings. They knocked over the slide, dumped out the sandbox, took away all of our things. This playground is run by bullies, and they're all so big and mean. But this playground was made for all of us, and we're gonna change this scene. Well, all of us were scared of the bullies. They were so big and we were so small. Till somebody said if we organized, we could be 10 feet tall. We stood on each other's shoulders, put blankets over our heads. We looked like monsters and we roared like lions, and those bullies ran home and hid under their beds. This playground was run by bullies, and they're all so big and mean. But this playground was made for all of us, and we're gonna change this scene. Playground back, but then we looked across the street, saw the sewage plant belching out smoke, poisoning the ground under our feet. It's giving us all asthma, and the hour is getting late. So we marched across the way, and we blocked that refinery gate. 'Cause this world is run by bullies, and they're all so big and mean. But this world was made for all of us, and we're gonna change this scene. This world is run by bullies, and they're all so big and mean. But this world was made for all of us, and we're gonna change this scene.
Mendocino, North Carolina. I was just in that part of the world, but not quite North Carolina, Tennessee and Virginia. I tried to go to North Carolina, but nobody there wanted to organize a gig. Oh, well. But if anybody's in Dublin or Belfast or Drogheda, which I'm probably mispronouncing, or Dundalk, which was briefly the largest, what was this, third largest city in the Republic when it was full of refugees from the north fleeing pogroms in 1969. But, yeah, and by the way, for folks who aren't in Europe, which is most of you, probably statistically, according to YouTube and Spotify, half my listeners are from North America and are not related to these European tours I'm trying to plug. But if you happen to know anybody in places like Copenhagen, London, Belfast, Dublin, like these are Glasgow, these are major cities. So, you know, I'm playing in a lot of smaller towns too. But Mick, when am I playing in Belfast? Oh, and by the way, davidrovics.com/tour, all the info. But I'll be playing a kids show at the Black Box in Belfast on June 19th at 4 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., I'll be doing a show for grown-ups in the same venue at the Black Box. And I'll be singing historical songs about things that happened during less controversial times, like prior to 1916. My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go. Enter the army and slog across Texas to join in the war against Mexico. Was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. So in the midst of these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the burning stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Erin Go Brath. Right with the harp and the shamrock and Libertad para Republica. Just 50 years after Wolf Tone, 5,000 miles away, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, and they can talk as they may. But from Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. Churubusco was the last. Overwhelmed by the cannons from Boston, we fell after each mortar blast. Most of us died on that hillside in the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.
Derbyshire. And wonderful. Let's see here. What was I thinking? One of the places we will be singing is in front of Belmarsh Prison. I've been in touch with Kieran O'Reilly, who's involved with putting something together there. Might just be a small thing, I have no idea. But got to show up. Behind these prison walls, there's a man who's won awards for the work that he has done and all that it affords, such as the knowledge of the horrors in our name. They can't stop the message, so the messenger gets blamed. Behind these prison walls, in solitary confinement, in a land of rolling hills and royalty and other such refinement, is someone who is a hero to whistleblowers everywhere, who helped them tell the world of the crimes of Tony Blair. Behind these prison walls, you will find a mortal man, the reason why we know what happened in Afghanistan, when the soldiers of the empire, whose sunset long before, were torturing civilians in their terror war.
behind these prison walls is a part of WikiLeaks. An eloquent orator, but you won't hear him speak. Locked away in silence, one who knows too well how those in power act when there's another war to sell. Behind these prison walls is one who stands accused of exactly what offenses the U.S. has refused to say precisely which, or to try to clear the mist, or to explain how he's not the same as other journalists. Behind these prison walls is a person they deprive of most of the things in life that keep us all alive. A person being tortured as we stand here now for revealing the war crimes. Why, when, where, how? Behind these prison walls, our very right to be informed of what the hell is going on is the teacup in this storm. With knowledge there is power, so the solution by the crown, a 24-hour-a-day indefinite lockdown. Behind these prison walls.
So the first gig on the tour coming up next week on Wednesday evening will be at the House of Youth, Ungdomshuset, in Copenhagen, which is an iconic place for anybody who's not from Scandinavia, who doesn't know about Ungdomshuset. It's an amazing history, wonderful place to hear music and hang out with wonderful folks and have a good meal if you show up at the right time, like a Thursday evening or band practice, or just hang out and have a smoke or in the backyard. It's it used to be located in a different neighborhood in Norbro, and then it was first squatted in 1982, and then it was a five-story building. Then the police destroyed it in 2007. Then after like more than a year of marching around town, the authorities gave the youth another building in a different part of town. And it's all happening still, again, in the new place. It's a lot like the old place, but, you know, a little different, more colors. Few people wearing more colors these days. A little bit like it's like not like 98% people wearing black. It's only like 80%, maybe, not 85. And this song, a long time ago, they had like back, you know, in the pre MP3, or, you know, before Spotify, you know, when they had the CDs at behind the counter at the bar in Ungdomshuset, there was a CD that had like 18 songs of it on it, and like three of them were mine, including this one. And I attribute that particular CD to like at least half of my following in Copenhagen at that period. I don't drive a car because they run on gas, but if I did, it'd run on biomass. I ride a bike, or sometimes a skateboard. So fuck off all you drivers and your yuppie hordes, sitting all day in the traffic queues. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't eat meat, I just live on moldy chives or the donuts that I found in last week's dumpster dives. Look at you people in your restaurant, I think you are so sad, when you could have been eating bagels like the ones that I just had. I think it is a shame, all the bourgeois things you do. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't wear leather, and I like my clothes in black, and I made a really cool hammock from a moldy coffee sack. I like to hop on freight trains, I think that is so cool. It's so much funner doing this than being stuck in school. I can't believe you're wearing those brand new shiny shoes. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't have sex, and there will be no sequel, because heterosexual relationships are inherently unequal. I'll just keep on moshing to anti-flag and crass until there are no differences in gender, race, or class. All you brainwashed breeders, you just haven't got a clue. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't believe in leaders, I think consensus is the key. I don't believe in stupid notions like representative democracy. Whether or not it works, I know it is the case that only direct action can save the human race. So when I see you in your voting booth, then I know it's true. I'm a better anarchist than you. I am not a pacifist, I like throwing bricks, and when the cops have caught me and I've taken a few licks, I always feel lucky if I get a bloody nose, because I feel so militant and everybody knows. By the time the riot is all through, I'm a better anarchist than you. I'm a better anarchist than you. We'll be going to Scotland, among other places, and doing gigs in Edinburgh and in Glasgow. And not far away from Glasgow, there's an industrial suburb. Jet fighters bombed the palace. We all watched it on TV. The 11th of September, 1973. All across the world, people cried in vain as we heard stories of the students being tortured and slain. Stories of the workers, shop stewards, and the rest being slaughtered at the new dictator's behest. Labor groups condemned it, said we were on the workers' side, including all the engineers of East Kilbride. People organized a boycott of General Pinochet, who had overthrown Allende with a Hawker Hunter jet. Then a few months later, March of 74, Bob Fulton came to work at the Rolls-Royce factory floor. He looked at the orders that had come in that day and found crates with jet engines from Chile.
Jet engines from the Air Force across the ocean wide, sent to be repaired in East Kilbride. Didn't take a minute for Fulton and his mates to come to the decision they would not touch these crates. Soon 4,000 Rolls-Royce workers voted they agreed to stand with the Chileans in their hour of need. Management decried them, the Tories screamed and cussed, but the Hawker Hunter engines were left to sit and rust. Nowhere else on earth were workers qualified to repair the engine sitting there in East Kilbride. It's often hard to know if you've changed anything a whit, but decades later a Chilean general would admit. For a time in Santiago, there were no fighters in the sky because the whole Chilean Air Force had not one jet that could fly. They may not have changed the world, this group of union engineers, but these crates of metal sat corroding for 4 years. So here's to British labor, how for 4 years it tried to do what could be done from East Kilbride. Jet fighters bombed the palace, we all watched it on TV, the 11th of September, 1973. Among the most exciting things happening these days along the lines of those wonderful engineers refusing to fix those fascist engines is what's been going on all over in England, Scotland, the past 3 years with people smashing up Elbit Systems factories with sledgehammers. We'll be doing a benefit in Birmingham on June 6th for Palestine Action. A couple members of Palestine Action have just recently been convicted, and usually there's acquittals or hung juries. Usually they're not going to prison because under the proportionality defense and under British law, it doesn't seem to apply to Julian Assange, of course, but as far as a lot of people go, with this proportionality defense, people get acquitted because under the proportionality rules, basically if a company is aiding and abetting Israeli war crimes by sending Israel weapons that they're using to commit war crimes with, then they're guilty of, you know, breaking the law, and anybody who's smashing up their equipment is basically, not doing anything wrong proportionately to war crimes. So they just get off for that, as has happened on multiple occasions in the past in England and Ireland and New Zealand under similar circumstances. But then the convictions. But we'll see what happens. The benefit for sure. And I wrote a theme song, which is getting sung at the protests frequently, I'm told. Protests were going on. They were going on for years. And then Palestine Action started smashing up the gears. And that's when the people got up off of their seats, took their families into town and blockaded the streets. For 3 days and nights you could hear the hammer swing, though no one knew for sure what the future might bring. They knew one thing for certain, these weapons of war must not be sent to the ports they're heading for. So this is a note to Elbit Systems, you will be shut down when the sledgehammers of justice come to town. After smashing up equipment and smashing a whole bunch, a lot of folks began developing a hunch. The cops took 3 full days to send anyone inside. But after 15 hours, they let the charges slide. It seems the prosecutors understood the climb. British companies aiding and abetting war crimes. The factory in Oldham had to close its gate. And the muralists in Palestine said that's smashing great. So this is a note to Elbit Systems. You will be shut down when the sledgehammers of justice come to town. All around the country, hammers being swung, showing civil disobedience is stronger than the tongue. Taking action here so the weapons go nowhere, so they don't get sent to the IOF, 'cause we know what they'll do there. And so does the Prime Minister and the men who he supports. Selling weapons to war criminals don't want to go to court, who don't want to face the facts of what they've done, where the bullets go when they're fired from the guns. So this is a note to Elbit Systems. You will be shut down when the sledgehammers of justice come to town. This is a note to Elbit Systems. You will be shut down when the sledgehammers of justice come to town. When the sledgehammers of justice come to town. Una di cum, una di cum, una di cum, una di cum. Once it was Muskogee, then a forest prison farm, though the city council said the woods should not come to harm. They voted to preserve it, but their vote was overturned in favor of Cop City, the name their project earned. Local people opposed it, opposition grew. Folks came to defend the forest, or Chiquita did too. From food not bombs in Florida to a tent beside a tree, just outside Atlanta in an adopted country. And I'm driving down the road through the door Georgia missed, listening to Tortuguita's playlist. Construction 2021, protected by SWAT teams with armor and guns. The mayor said trespassers were terrorists. The resistors were afraid things might go like this. And I'm driving down the road through the Georgia mist, listening to Tortuguita's playlist. Counselor said, call off the armed raids. with that going on, mistakes could be made. Then one winter day, the forest was filled with a hail of bullets, and Tortuguita was killed. And I'm driving down the road through the Georgia mist, listening to Tortuguita's playlist. Dozens of bullets shot into a tent. They don't want to say it, but that's how it went. The Georgia police answering straight to the governor's mansion, head of the state. And I'm driving down the road through the Georgia mist, listening to Tortuguita's playlist. I'm driving down the road through the Georgia mist, listening to Tortuguita's playlist. R.I.P. Tortuguita. When I found out that I was one of the musicians most well represented on Tortuguita's playlist, I wrote that song, and I was thinking about writing a song about their horrific murder at the hands of the Georgia authorities, and a hail of bullets with their hands in the air. But I didn't until a friend of theirs sent me a message sharing their playlist. It's a wonderful playlist. I got a link to it. Send you a link if you want. Dinner with Franklin says hello from Canada. Almost 10 years ago, the train came through. The center like Magantech, it blew. Scores of people died that night. What's been done since then to set things right? They'd like to know. In East Palestine, trains derailed in Washington State. Talked about reform too little too late. The industry lobbied both sides of the aisle. Legalized bribery American style. Ask the folks in East Palestine. Reforms discussed but never made. Ancient tracts worn and frayed. As expected, the brakes failed, and dozens of rail cars derailed in the town of East Palestine. Carcinogenic chemicals leaked, killed thousands of fish in two creeks. Poisoned air made people sick. You can hear the time bomb tick in the town of East Palestine. Acrid air across the county. To stay or flee. The EPA says it's all clean. It's so on this machine in the town of East Palestine. The next disaster's coming soon, as surely as the rising moon. The air, the water, and lives at stake. But we can't make them get new breaks. Just ask the folks in East Palestine. Just ask the folks in East Palestine.
I'll do one more song, and thank you all so much for listening across North America and Central America and Europe and wherever else you might have been. Probably not Australia, because it's like 4 in the morning, 5 now. Good morning, Australia. And I'll do one more song. And if you are in Denmark, England, Scotland, or Ireland, I hope to be seeing you in the next few weeks. I leave on Tuesday for Copenhagen, and if you know anybody in Denmark, England, Scotland, or Ireland, please tell them about the shows coming up, because that's how we might get crowds. There's Facebook event pages for most of them. If you do that sort of thing, you can invite the people that Facebook suggests, which are probably people that actually live in that area, so it's very convenient. They won't mind. Africa too. Excellent. Good. How many continents is that we got covered? At least 3 or 4. That's excellent. I co-wrote this song with Aaron Dottie Roy, but I had never told her about it. Like an old cloth torn and fraying, came like a clarion call to illustrate the same. United we stand, divided we fall. A thin veneer torn by disease, shredded the great con laid bare. Come from across the seas, now floating in the air. Like a corpse that's lying exposed, that all of us now can see, all that the cadaver shows about a society. The veil of fantasy lifted, that gives us at least some idea how another world is possible. I can hear her breathing now. Like the red blood that flows from the bullet, whether coated in rubber or not. Like the faces you see in the helmet, reflecting the thickening plot. Driven by such a villain as a thing exponential allows, it says another world is possible. And I can hear her breathing now. Like the smoke rising up coast to coast, with formations that brighten the skies, like Lord Thomas Jefferson's ghost, his victims no longer disguised, as his visage falls into the river, like the skull of an old
old sacred cow. Another world is possible, and I can hear her breathing now. Another world is possible, and I can hear her breathing now.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everybody, and to all those people who just appeared in the past 2 minutes. I don't know if there was a time issue there, but you can just listen to the whole thing over. It's about to be going up as an archive momentarily. And thanks so much. And hope to see you on the road and in the streets, especially if you live in Denmark, England, Scotland, or Ireland, in which case it will be much more practical because that's where I'll be. Unless it's Oregon, in which case that's where I'll be before and after. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.